Welcome to the Money Mindful podcast, where money mindset and life coach Megan Jean Smith, hey, that's me, teaches you how to transform your relationship to money and achieve your life goals so you can live a glorious, magnificent, delicious, awesome life and love being you. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Money Mindful podcast. I am your host, Megan Jean Smith. So awesome to be with you here today. All right, before I get into the meat of the episode, just a word from our sponsor. Hey, that's me. listen, I am running the Money Mindset Masterclass tomorrow. Okay, you do not have much time to sign up. If you want to spend 90 minutes with me working on your money mindset, learning how to change your relationship with money in three simple steps, you need to pause this podcast immediately and go and sign up now, because I'm cutting off sign-offs tonight just so I've got enough time tomorrow to email you the Zoom links and everything to come live. So basically, you would have heard me talking about this in previous episodes. I have a money mindset masterclass that you can purchase at any time. It's $37. It's a recording of when I ran the masterclass a few years ago. But as part of purchasing the masterclass, you get access to it for 12 months. And if at any time during that 12 months, I run the class live, you can come to the class at no extra cost to you. And then the additional live classes I put up in the masterclass portal. So not only do you have the original recording, you have any of the lives that I do. And of course, it's not always going to be exactly the same content that I go over. And I've just recently put bonus content in there as well, some extra things. So if you have any ickiness around money, like you have fear around debts, or you feel guilty about spending, you don't buy things because it's to do with, you know, lack of self-worth or deserving it, or money stresses you out in any way, I really strongly encourage you to come to this workshop. Even if you're in Europe or somewhere where the times don't really align for the live, purchase it anyway and watch the live. Your money affects your everyday life, right? It affects so much of what you do, your relationships with people, how you spend your life, your lifestyle. And truly, when you start to learn how to create a deliberate relationship with money, everything changes, because suddenly you're not in this default mode reacting to money. You're actually in this intentional place where you're able to make really clear, valuable decisions in your life. And when you can do that around money, that's when you start to make more and bring more into your life, because you're just so much more clear around it. You don't have all this fear and stress and ickiness with it. So there will be a link wherever you are listening to this. You can look at your podcast player, and in the show notes there will be a link to sign up to the masterclass. There'll also be a link on my website and in my social media. And if you are on my email list, you would have been receiving a bazillion emails by now about it. Don't miss out on this. This is such important work. And also, you get to spend time with me and my beautiful face. And I would love to support you with your money mindset. So go and sign up for that now. It's only $37. So all of you guys who are overseas in the US and the UK, come on, $37. It's a bargain. So let's get into the meat of the episode. If you've been hanging out with me on social media, you will have seen I have a god-awful rash on my face. I'm not going to lie, I really, really, really want it to go away. I've been using a cream that makes it go away, but the minute I stop using it, this is what my GP friend told me as well, it comes back worse than before. It is so unfair. But the truth is, the cream just treats the symptom, right? It doesn't actually take into account the cause, like the underlying issue of why I actually have this rash in the first place, right? You know, like my diet, stress, all the shit that's going on in my life at the moment. Why am I telling you this? Well, one of the ridiculously good-looking women in my community who subscribes to my email list, and yes, she subscribes to my email list and I've never seen her, but I know that all of you who are on my email list are ridiculously good-looking. You're amazing. I sent out an email a couple of weeks ago asking people, like, if you could have a private conversation with me about money mindset, what would you ask me? Because I want to be able to incorporate these answers into the masterclass tomorrow. But this was such a great question. I thought, you know what? I'm going to do a whole episode on this. So she said, she asked me, like, how do you get over the fear of taking a risk and getting into debt to pursue your dreams and what you really want to do? And so my rash issue, God, I'm never going to live this down, am I? My rash issue is the perfect analogy to use to answer this question. So bear with me while I help you on this, right? So in answer to the question, the topical treatment if you think of the treatment for the debt, like getting over the fear of the debt, the surface treatment would be to get really factual about it. So you would answer some important questions when it comes to debt, right? So if you want to get over the fear of taking risks and getting into debt to pursue your dreams, well, the first thing you want to do is, it's like, what is your income? What are your current expenses? How much debt can you take on comfortably and still sleep at night? How much debt are you even eligible to get, right? Like when you go to the bank and check out a loan. So the reason these questions are really important is this just gives you the facts, right? Like, where do you stand? Now, the other question I would ask is, do you know your numbers and how comfortable are you with particular levels of debt? So, for example, when I first did coach training, feels like 100 years ago now, I think it was around about $30,000 to do that. Now, to take out a loan for the full $30,000 at the time, with all that factual information I just asked you, like what my income was, what my current expenses were, what debt could I take on and still feel comfortable, you know, like be able to sleep comfortably at night, $30,000 definitely was not that at that stage in my life. But I had savings and I had money to pay for most of it. And in the end, I think it was around $5,000 that I decided that I was going to borrow from myself, from our loan withdrawal thing that we had. And that was my comfort level for me at the time based on all the other financial factors in my life, right? So this is the kind of surface factual action that I think that you should do if you want to get over the fear of taking risks and getting into debt. But all of what I've just gone over, I would classify as the topical treatment, right? The surface treatment, like we're just using the cream on the rash, so to speak, right? So it's going to seem better in some respects. We're going to have more information. And I definitely think you should do this anyway. But if you really want to get over the fear of taking risks, you need to dive head first into the cause. And that is to address, like, why are you so frightened in the first place, right? Now, it's not going to be the same for everyone. So I'm going to go over a few common areas to look at. And by the way, this amazing, gorgeous person who wrote in and asked me this question, I have no idea what it is that she wants to do, right? So I'm only just pulling ideas out of the top of my head. So first is to be open to the idea that this might not even be your fear. Wait, what? Please explain. I hear you asking. Well, you know, like we have so many beliefs in mass consciousness or beliefs that you have just because that's what your parents believed or that's what your community believed, right? So maybe you have a beliefs around debt that really aren't how you've ever intentionally decided to think. You know, one really common one is everyone seems to be okay about going into debt, like student loan debt or debt to buy a home, but then debt to invest in a business, for instance, is way more risky, or taking out a loan to buy shares. People see that in a different light. Now, I'm not saying one is bad, one is good. That is not what this is about, but we have our own ideas about debt based on our current beliefs. And are your beliefs around debt even yours, right, that you've intentionally chosen? So that is just an area, like that's a whole can of worms to open, but something to be really aware of. Okay, so a second way to treat the cause is often you can fear debt not because of the actual debt itself, but because you lack trust in yourself and don't trust your own abilities. If you're really honest with yourself, it's not the debt you fear, but your belief in yourself, right? Like if you fully backed yourself and your abilities, you wouldn't be so afraid to take on the debt in the first place. Because, you know, if you want to go into debt to, let's just say this person is wants to start a Pilates studio in the garage of her home or something. You know, I don't know how much Pilates equipment costs, but maybe that's where the investment lies. You know, you need to buy equipment to get the Pilates equipment to put in your home Pilates studio. But it's not actually the buying of that equipment that is the scary thing. It's all the other stuff that comes up for you, like all the self-doubt, like, oh, well, who would want to do Pilates with me when you could do Pilates with someone who's way more experienced? Or I don't know that I could really be a business owner and run my own Pilates business. That is actually the true fear, right? It's not the debt that is actually the thing that's really causing you to be fearful. It's your lack of trust and self-belief that's actually causing the fear, right? Because you're not trusting that you could be good at what you want to do or that you could achieve what you want to do and therefore have the money to pay off that debt, right? So see how it's kind of like we have to dig a little bit deeper. It's not just putting a cream on the rash. Okay, next thing, third, we are creatures of habit. Our brain is just trying to keep us alive. So if we go to do something new or different, our brain says, warning, warning, stop, you're going to die. We have been fine living this way without any debt. And now if you decide to go into debt to start your Pilates studio, obviously we're going to die. I mean, I know I'm being a bit dramatic, but that's the kind of thing that happens, right? Like, especially if you're young and you lack life experience of doing these kind of things in your life, it can be, you can feel really afraid to do new things just simply because it's the unknown, you haven't done it before, and a natural reaction to protect you from harm is to not do new things because, you know, you're alive and well right now as you are. So let's just keep it that way, right? Stick to the status quo. So once you know that, though, the power is that then you can just be okay with that fear. Like, just know that that's normal. Oh, okay, I'm doing something new and different. It's normal to feel fearful. I can keep moving forward anyway, right? Now, four is, this is really about how connected are you to your actual dream? Like that dream that you want to do that involves taking risk and going into debt, like how important is it to you? And are you willing to take on debt for it? If we go back to that example that I used before, about when I did coach training, at the time, $30,000 worth of debt was too much. I wouldn't have been able to take that on and been okay. And even though that was a dream that I wanted to do, I wasn't in a position to take on that kind of debt and pay it back at that current point in time with the income that I was earning at that time. So I'm giving you those examples, not, don't worry about the amounts, like it'll be different for you, it'd be different for everyone, right? And at different stages in your life. But the point is that maybe you've got this dream that you really want to pursue, and the level of the amount of money, that you require to get that dream off the ground may not be an amount of money that you currently have access to at your current capacities. But that doesn't mean that you won't have access to it in the future. And, you know, there'll be people out there who are like, yeah, whatever, fuck it, and take that $30,000 debt on, or X amount, whatever it is, at that, and they have like a higher threshold for stress. But everybody's different, right? And so the amounts of money, the stress that you're willing to take on, that's all different. And also, I'm not suggesting that you necessarily have to take on stress with debt either. You know, there's been plenty of times when I've gone into debt in my life, investment debt for properties, for example. And yes, there has been a level of stress, but also it's been quite matter of fact, if you will, like it seemed like a natural thing to do. Well, this is what you have to do to get an investment property. This is the amount of debt that, you know, is required to buy it. And then it kind of normalized it, right? And didn't feel so stressful. But then there's other people who would never invest in property because they can't handle that level of debt, like emotionally, right? So that's a really great question here to ask, like, how important is this goal to you, and are you willing to take on debt for it? And maybe also just put in a little question there to yourself, like, am I willing to work towards this goal and save? You know, like, if it takes me 10 years to create instead of the 2 years that I'm thinking, if I take this debt out, am I still invested in it? Like, am I that invested that I would put that amount of time in it? You know, these are great questions to ask, because that can really remove that fear layer where you're like, yeah, I'm all in, I'm going for this, whether it takes 2 years or 10 years to create. Okay, so what's another couple of years if I continue to save, right? And also, I'm not saying you have to save or not go into debt, but it's just looking at all the angles of your thresholds of fear and what you're willing to put yourself through. Now, finally, I would look at worst case scenario. Like, what will you do if it all goes to shit? So if you take out the loan and you get all the equipment to set up your Pilates studio and you don't get anyone coming to, you know, your studio, nobody wants to do Pilates with you, or maybe you set it all up and it's amazing and you have lots of clients, but then something happens and you no longer have the ability to do that anymore, what will you do? Now, this isn't about catastrophizing. This is more about, sometimes we just make shit up. Like, we just make up so much stuff, right, in our heads, right? And we imagine worst case scenario, right, rather than spending time imagining best case scenario. But the thing is here is, if you do actually look into, like, what do you think worst case scenario would be and how would you handle that, that can actually put you in an incredibly empowering position, because you're actually letting yourself know ahead of time, wait, if that happened, this is what I would do. You know, I would call the bank and ask for an extension on the loan. I would immediately sell all the Pilates equipment and, you know, use that money to repay the loan. I would take out a job doing whatever I used to do. Like, I would ask my sister for a short-term loan to pay off the bank, so I don't have to be paying the interest, whatever, you know, like, just what is it that you would do? How would you handle that? Because once you have that in your mind about how you would handle that, it can give you, yeah, some peace right? Some peace of mind and some comfort in moving forward. And then finally, I said that that was finally, but actually there's one more thing. The final thing I would do is imagine best case scenario. Like, this is so important, right? Because if you have fear around taking risks and getting into debt to pursue your dreams, one of the reasons why you have that fear is because you're thinking about all the shit that's going to go wrong, right? The worst case scenario, you're thinking about the stuff where you're not trusting yourself that you're going to be able to achieve what you want to achieve. But what if it all went right? What if you did it? You know, like, what would that look like? You know, because it's kind of like, if you're going to spend time imagining stuff, why don't you imagine best case scenario and connect with that, right? Like, that is so powerful. And if we take it back to my coaching example, like, I think about, wow, what would my life have been like if I hadn't have pursued a career in coaching? It would be so different. I would have missed out on so much if I hadn't have done that. And, you know, that did require taking on a small amount of debt to do that. And it was risky, but, you know, it was calculated risk. But really tap into that. Like, what is that dream of yours? You know, and what would it look like if, like, what are you missing out on if you don't pursue that? And is that worse than having a little bit of debt for a period of time? You know, like, really let that sink in. All right. So I've given you, I thought it was going to be five, but it's actually six different causal things that you can look at. So this is like getting to the real root of the problem, not just the cream to smooth over your fears around debt. What do you think of that analogy? My gosh, can you tell that I'm just thinking about this rash on my face all the time? But I mean, I think it really relates, and I hope that that's helped you connect with this whole idea of how to get over the fear of taking risks and getting into debt to pursue your dreams. Because sometimes you do need to borrow money to do things. I mean, the very house that I live in, there is no way I'd be able to live in this house if I had not borrowed the money to get this house. Like, I don't know how many years would it take to save that kind of money, you know, to buy a house. That's to buy a whole house, like, outright. Like, that's why people go into debt for it. So debt is not a bad thing that you have to be afraid of. Debt is something that can be really useful. It's just buying money ahead of time. That's all you're doing. Okay. All right. So before I leave you today, don't forget to go and sign up for the Money Mindset Masterclass. Go and sign up for it now. It's 90 minutes. It's with moi. And I am going to support the heck out of you to change your relationship with money. You can have a positive relationship with money at any level. You don't, at any income level, right? Like, you don't have to be aspiring to be a seven-figure earner or, you know, going off on luxury jets and whatever. Not that I'm knocking that stuff, but wherever you're at right now, with the money that you have right now at your current income level, I'm going to show you how to create a positive relationship with that now. I don't know if you can hear my dog crying in the background and some plates clinking before, but this is real life, people. Anywho, go and click on the link in the show notes or in an email that you've got from me or in my social media. Sign up immediately. You can come to the live tomorrow and then you'll have access to the recording that's already there. You'll have access to also the recording of the live. You can come to the live. You'll have access to all the bonus stuff. And then you will also have access to creating a really fucking awesome life because you're sorting out your shit when it comes to money and you're giving yourself the tools to be able to have a really positive relationship with money. It's only 37 buckaroos. I can't wait to see you there tomorrow, and I'm going to see you tomorrow, but if you can't make the live for whatever reason, until I'm in your ears next week, have an amazing week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the Money Mindful podcast. For future episodes, be sure to subscribe. Ready to take the next steps? Creating your money and life goals can be super challenging if you don't have a process to follow. get my free course that will help you get unstuck, clarify your goals, and get you going. For more info, go to meganjsmith.au.